Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Chers auditeurs,
dear listeners,
bonjour.
Welcome to Comme d'Archi Podcast Season 5.
Saison 5, dans le monde fascinant des architectes.
And in the architectural projects.
Je suis Anne-Charlotte Deponte, passionnée d'architecture et docteur des universités en histoire de l'archi.
I am one of the spokespersons of Anne-Charlotte, who is a PhD in architecture history.
Merci.
Thank you.
D'être avec moi aujourd'hui.
To be with us today.
Et
and
maintenant.
Now.
Lundi en français, place au talent.
And Wednesday, let's talk projects. In English, of course.
Bienvenue dans Comme d'Archi.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Marine Gatt and Yann Houlard. Thank you for being with us today. You are architects and urban planners.
Yeah.
In two or three sentences, could you introduce us to your architectural practice?
We are Marine and Yann. Together we found Collectif Maya after winning Eurobond 17 on the site of Le Palais in Belle-Île-en-Mer in Brittany in France. We are trying to practice architecture and urbanism in a shared way, trying to mix discipline as and bringing the question of current society, not only to architects or urbanists, but to everybody having a global point of view and answer.
And we are living right now in Barcelona, next to the sea. And I think that this way to live with the urban spaces and the way that the city is made over there is kind of DNA of the way we are practicing architecture. And in the project of Europlan, with this way to do the project, our goal was not that much about building more, bringing technology and innovation everywhere, but rather to do the things differently and doing less. Something more simple, modest, easier and participative.
Mm-hmm. So, anything else?
So the project is in Le Palais. It's a port town in Belle-Île-en-Mer. It's characterized by a strong economy, cultural and social identity based on agriculture, tourism and historical defense of the country. Is now a blend of current and future issues, kind of a global tomorrow's laboratory. But today, faced with the global challenges, anthropic and mass tourism pressure, Berlin and the Palatin are losing their way. During last year, they increased their dependence to the continental inputs and goods, and they should develop more historical and geographical independence due to their highland nature.
The project presents the most extreme scenarios put by IPCC in the event that nothing is done to change the trend in the face of climate change. So we were proposing to face plus 40 centimeters of water of sea levels in 2050 and plus 110 centimeters in 2100. Sorry. For that, we propose the combination of remedies that we propose for this project is always with the aim to take care of the islanders and biodiversity by focusing on what is already there, always.
And we proposed first a strong analysis based on the territory, and it works on different scale from the highland to the town of Le Palais, facing to many problems we observe and presenting combination of remedies. We also base this project on plan dating back to 1815, enabling us to understand the anthropic changes like urbanization and artificialization of agricultural lands, growing role and car in the city. Our proposal is taking place over a long period of time, divided in two phases. The first period is from now to 2050, aims to preparing for the risk, rising sea level and marine submersion. To achieve this, a number of new buildings are being refurbished to provide space for dialogue and public forums like the debates. And also renovation of the old penitential colony for public institution. And at the same time, public space are being modified to limit the impact of the sea on the dock by increasing its level and adding vegetable areas above all to limit impact of flooding.
And from 2050 to 2100, we apply a strategic retreat that is established by designing new housing to host the climate refugees, like refurbishment of the farm or the now old public park of Odzerb, or the densification of low-density residential areas. The first line of historical buildings facing the poles are going to be deconstructed to make way for water and biodiversity. The idea is that the man makes way for nature, accepting consequences of climate changes. In a nutshell, while the situation may seem alarming, the solutions must be as positive as possible. Do you need people around the project trying not to do more, but rather to do the things differently?
That will enable us to move from an island turned towards the mainland to an island that is aware of its territorial uniqueness, habitable by all, and offering a lasting symbiosis between man, nature, its hazard, and biodiversity.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful. A big program for a long time.
For a long, long time.
We're planning to have work until 2100. Kind of great for the studio.
So, thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, everyone, and see you next Wednesday for our new Comme d'Archer in English. Take care of yourself. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening. Thanks to Julien Robourg, sound engineer, who is collaborating with us today. Don't forget to tune in to our previews on Instagram at Comme d'Archi Podcast. If you enjoy this podcast, don't hesitate to promote it by giving it 5 stars and a little comment on Apple Podcasts or on your favorite podcast platform. And above all, subscribe to listen to all of our episodes for free. See you soon, and until then, take care of yourself.